Welcome back to another episode of Learn American English with this guy. It is episode 185. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about pass out, fainted, and knocked out. If you are learning any English from this episode, if you don't mind giving it a like, share, you know, all that good stuff. Review it on Apple Podcasts, please. I'd also like to give a shout out to Emil from Italy. He left me a very nice voicemail message.
In today's English lesson, I want to talk about the difference between three terms: pass out, knock out, and faint. And the reason I want to do this is because my son told my family a story. And we're all native English speakers, but because of a little confusion with two of those words, we misunderstood a story for a couple days. So I would like to tell you the story that my son told me just to help you understand those three terms. But before we do that, we need to talk about two other terms, and they can be difficult, but I will explain them slowly and clearly, and you'll have no problem understanding them. The first one is unconscious. The second one is unresponsive. So the prefix un is in both of those words. So let's take unconscious. Right now, I'm conscious. I hope you are too. I'm alert. I'm awake. My eyes are open. I'm hearing things. I'm seeing things. But if you're unconscious, well, none of that is happening, and it can be pretty scary. Sometimes we call this passed out, fainted, or maybe even knocked out. If you are unconscious, to some people, you may appear to be sleeping, or worse, you may appear to be dead, but you're most likely breathing. The next term is unresponsive, another big word. But if I slap myself, if I did it harder, it would probably hurt. I might get the response of, ow, ow. So I'm responding to something. If you're unresponsive, that means you're not responding. So if someone is unconscious and somebody tries to shake them so they'll wake up and they don't wake up, that means they are unresponsive. They don't hear what people are saying. They don't blink their eyes. Their eyes don't flicker. Blink is what, hang on. Blink is what I'm doing now. Open and shutting. Fluttering would mean really quick little blinks. I'm trying to find a place where there's a little more light, and that's becoming hard to do. Knockout, pass out, and faint. One of them is very different, and that is knockout. So knockout might happen if somebody slaps me really hard or punches me really hard, I might get knocked out. That means I would become unconscious. I would become unresponsive. Maybe I'm walking in one of these trees. If they fall on me and if they don't kill me, I probably would get knocked out. Trees are pretty heavy. My head is pretty hard, but I don't know if it's hard enough to get hit by one of those trees and for me not to get knocked out. Now that we've gotten knocked out of the way, let's focus on the two that are pretty tough and the reason I didn't understand my son. Now, he had a hockey tournament and it lasted several days. So he stayed with a family and one night they had a party. They had a bonfire. And during that party, the mom he was staying with, well, my son told me she passed out. And that made me think, ooh, was she drinking? Because when people drink too much, they might pass out. They might become unconscious. They might fall asleep by accident. Maybe she was really tired. So during the party, she just passed out. And you might do that when you fall asleep in a place and you don't want to fall asleep there. You might say, oh, I passed out. But hopefully you're not unconscious and hopefully you're not unresponsive. If somebody shakes you, hopefully you'll wake up. But you could be passed out for a short period of time. It is really hot out today. It's actually 92 degrees Fahrenheit. If I did a lot of walking in the sun without water, I might pass out. We might call that heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So when my son told me the mom passed out, I thought there was a reason. So I saw her a couple days later and I asked her about it. I said, "Oh, I heard you passed out. I hope you were feeling okay at the party." And she said, "Oh, no, no, I fainted." Fainted and passed out, they are super close. Some people will use them the same way, but they're a little bit different. If somebody faints, we don't know the cause. We don't know the reason that they became unconscious. It might happen all of a sudden without warning. And that's what happened to this mom at that party. This has happened to her before in her life. She's gone to see the doctor about it, and nobody knows exactly why. Every couple years, she will faint for no reason, which is a little scary, especially if somebody is driving. If they suddenly faint for no reason, that could cause a really bad accident. If you found this video helpful at all, maybe share a friend so they can be helped too. If you want more English, right up there, I have a whole lesson on how we talk about allergies.
Brent here from American English with this guy talking about the phrasal verb gummed up. We might also use the synonym clogged, but gummed up can be used when you have a small opening, like a tube or a pipe, and for some reason, things can't flow through that tube. So your hairspray might get gummed up. This morning, I had some hand sanitizer. I tried to put on my hands to clean them, but it got all over my shirt because the opening was gummed up. A sink could be gummed up or clogged if there is a bunch of junk in the pipe. Hope this helps. See you next time.
Hi, my name is Emil, and I am from Italy. I'm 26 years old. And I am listening to your podcast since I think 2 or 3 days. And I really, really, really like it. I'm in episode 8 right now. And I thank you because it is very, very, very helpful. So thank you. I know that you like Italy and the Italian language. So grazie, amico mio. E spero di incontrarti prima o poi. Ciao!